Gah, it is a scorcher out there today, folks. The mercury is climbing and the sweat stains are forming because there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. It's an endless summer that brings with it melted ice caps, a dying Great Barrier Reef, and hurricanes popping up in all the wrong places. Did you know that the 21st century has seen the most temperature records broken in recorded history? And there's no end in sight. In tonight's story, we travel 5 years forward into a future where the temperature is climbing despite one master violin maker's refusal to accept the changing world around him. Will he accept the inconvenient truth at hand or continue down the same path? Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents Hell and High Water, a DTC radio story by Aisha Zakria.
September 12th, 2023. This is the birth of a violin. Methodical scraping at pieces of wood. Franklin's getting clamps to secure it all together.
Yes?
Hey, Franklin. I have some bad news. The Sergeant Spruce is not doing well. The price is going to go up a little.
How much?
I don't know exact numbers yet. I just wanted to call and warn you. I get that money's tight right now.
Okay. Thanks, Leo. How's the tuning?
Same shit, different day. How's Mary?
She's well.
That's good to hear. Tell her hi for me.
Okay, will do. Crap.
It's getting late. You ought to be hungry. What do you want for dinner?
Anything. I'm starving.
Of course you are. You work through lunch again?
Yeah.
Well, then you must be close to finishing Cecily's commission.
Mary.
All right, I'll leave you to it.
Third violin in 5 months. Christ. I hope Cecily makes this worth it. Hello?
Hey, it's Leo again.
Yes?
I have a favor to ask. My workshop just flooded. And I need somewhere to keep my tools for a while. Would you mind?
You can bring them by tomorrow morning.
Environmental science. The new satellites provide definitive information on the growing effects of climate...
Chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on and...
Temperature. Record breaking.
Franklin is diligently cleaning his tools. After wiping them dry, he puts them away. September 17th. Franklin enters his workshop carrying a stand and sheet music. He prepares to play. Inexplicably, his violin goes flat. Again, it goes out of tune, Though it is no fault of his own, Franklin finds himself with little success. September 19th. Franklin opens a jar of varnish, pouring it into a cup. The substance is viscous, somewhere between maple syrup and molasses. He closes the jar and places it on the table. After grabbing a brush, he begins to stain the sides of the violin with long, controlled strokes.
Well, hello to you too.
Hi, Franklin. Where is my violin?
On my table. Almost done.
And when are you planning on shipping it?
Soon. A week, give or take.
Step on it! I don't pay you to waste my time.
Of course not.
How's it going, hon?
Just got off the phone.
Who was it?
Who do you think?
Oh, Cecily's still breathing down your neck?
Yeah. She's getting worse.
You've done so much work already. Just keep your nose to the grindstone. You're so close.
Thank God.
September 24th.
Today is gonna be a hot one. The high is 127. Try to stay out of the sun and drink a lot of water. Now, a message from...
Franklin opens a small, waxy envelope containing brand new strings. One at a time, he takes each string out and places them on the table. He grabs the first one and strings it on the violin. At the end of each string, there's a little metal ball. That satisfying click is it sliding into place. He threads the other end into the scroll, using the peg to tighten it. He picks up the recently finished violin and starts to pluck the string. As he gets closer to the desired pitch, he slows down and begins to bow across the string before finally centering the note. He follows the same pattern of threading, plucking, and bowing with the next string. This time, he's more hesitant. Nearing the pitch, he holds his breath, almost in anticipation of something going awry.
Son of a bitch!
What happened?
The E snapped.
You didn't scratch the wood, did you?
No.
Then what's all the fuss about?
It was never actually in tune.
What do you mean? You put the right string on, right?
Yes. It just wasn't... I don't know.
Franklin, you're talking nonsense.
I don't know. It's hot.
And a little stuffy.
Feels like I'm suffocating. The string was too low. It didn't get to an E. I understand why it snapped. I tightened it too much. But it was the right string. It shouldn't have been an issue.
I need to go get ready. I'm sure it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Franklin stands up to grab a broom and dustpan. He begins to sweep the sawdust from the table and floor. He's getting another string. September 26th. As if performing a ceremony or sacred ritual, Franklin begins to pack the violin while reciting a prayer, an act of contrition. He places a heavy case down on the table and puts the violin inside.
My God, I am sorry for my sins with all my heart.
After rooting through a few cabinets, he returns with scissors, wax paper, foam cubes, bubble wrap, and masking tape. He puts them on the table.
In choosing to do wrong and failing to do good.
He cuts two small squares from the wax paper, places a cube of foam on top of each one, and slides them above and below the bridge of the violin.
I have sinned against you, whom I should love above all things.
He cuts a large piece of bubble wrap, rolling it tightly and positioning it against the base of the violin. Finally, he must close the case.
I firmly intend, with your help, to do penance, to sin no more, and to avoid whatever leads me to sin.
He grabs a bag of packing material, rips it open, and pours the contents into a large cardboard box.
Our Savior, Jesus Christ, suffered and died for us.
He carefully lays the violin case inside, ensuring that it will not shift during its trip.
In His name, my God, have mercy. Amen.
September 13th.
What the hell, Franklin?
What?
You know what?
Do I?
Don't play dumb.
That violin was perfect.
Bull!
That wood isn't warped. The cuts are clean. The neck is straight.
None of that matters if the violin doesn't work.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You're telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about? Which of us tried to sell a broken instrument? You're not getting the money.
What?
I refuse to pay for a violin I can't play.
I labored over that for weeks. I busted my ass so you could have it early.
It doesn't matter.
I...
October 6th. Cecily isn't the only one to contend with.
Are you sure? You don't have to look.
I need to know. Franklin Wales is a fraud. His violins are no better than the rest, but he charges 10 times as much. The past week, all of my instruments have stopped staying in tune, including his. So much for quality workmanship.
He's supposed to be the best in the business. It's all outright lies?
I was supposed to perform at my sister's wedding, and my $20,000 violin broke the day before. Do you know how mortifying that was? I want my money back.
This one is Cecily. Mr. Whale sold me a broken violin right out of the box. He should be ashamed of himself.
Yeah.
Franklin, I'll try to pick up extra shifts, but you know I can't support us both forever.
I know. It'll be fine.
How? Should we reach out to Sarah?
No. I'll figure this out. Don't worry.
October 7th.
Hello?
Leo.
Franklin? It's been weeks. Are you okay?
Is there anything unusual happening with your strings?
What? Actually, yeah. On hot days, they're really flat. Weird shit has been happening with most of my instruments when the weather changes.
My violins have the same problem, but it's every day.
Well, yeah. You live in Texas.
What do I do? I can't keep working like this.
You could go up north.
I can't. My entire life is here. I'm too old to move. I can't begin to imagine starting over somewhere else. And even if I did move, I can't change what people have already said about me. It's all over the internet. It's too late.
I don't know what to tell you. It's not your fault those violins can't function like they used to. You either need a new type of violin or a new type of climate. And I doubt the world is going to stop getting warmer anytime soon.
I have an idea. Thank you.
October 12th. Franklin sits at his work table, sketching furiously. Over time, he develops an off-kilter rhythm. Pencil marking, contemplative pause, frustrated erasing, repeat. Occasionally, he goes for a ruler. When Franklin is finally satisfied...
Thank you for calling the United States Patent and Trademark Office. For trademark information, say 1. For patent information, say 2.
2.
Hell and High Water was recorded in its entirety on March 9, 2019 in Coconut Creek, Florida, featuring Beverly Blanchett, Sarah Elizabeth Grant, Murphy Hayes, Stephen Hedger, Wally Lurs, Renee Elizabeth Turner, and Jenna Wyatt. It was written by Aisha Zakria and directed by Sarah Elizabeth Grant. Sound engineering and editing by Tyler Grimes. Sound design by Spencer Robelin. Play development by Tyler Grimes. Artwork by Emanuela Brumana. DTC Radio theme by Spencer Robelin. Hell and High Water was a DTC Radio production. My name is Pip Gengenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, good night, Laura Dern, wherever you are.